Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's get real for a sec. We all have that one friend, or maybe it's you staring back at the mirror, who holds onto grudges like they're gold medals. We've all been there, right? You know, the feeling of being wrong, the simmering anger, that nagging voice in your head replaying every hurtful word. It feels good to be outraged, I get it. But honestly, holding onto those resentments is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. And trust me, today's episode is about ditching the poison and embracing something way more powerful: forgiveness. It's not just some feel-good hippie concept, it's a superpower that can literally change your life. Think of it as a mental detox, a chance to lighten your emotional load and create space for joy, peace, and real connection. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways about forgiveness that can help you break free from the shackles of resentment. First things first. Forgiveness isn't condoning someone's actions. It's not saying what they did was okay or minimizing their impact on you. Forgiveness is about setting yourself free. You acknowledge the hurt, you validate your feelings, but then you choose to release the anger and pain because holding onto it only hurts you. Second, forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a process. It takes time, effort, and often a whole lot of self-compassion. Be patient with yourself, don't expect instant miracles. Think of it like learning a new skill, it takes practice. Third, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. You can forgive someone deeply while still remembering what happened. It's about acknowledging the hurt without letting it define you or control your prison. Fourth, forgiveness is about choosing love over hate. And yes, I know that sounds cheesy, but hear me out. Choosing love isn't always easy, especially when you feel wronged, betrayed, or even just plain pissed off. But ultimately, holding on to anger and resentment only weighs you down. Love in all its forms is a much lighter way to live. And finally, remember this. Forgiveness benefits you, not the other person. Don't mistake it for weakness or letting someone get away with something wrong. It's about recognizing your own part and choosing to move forward in a way that liberates you, not binds you. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She just got passed over for a promotion at work. She feels completely blindsided, betrayed by her boss who promised her the opportunity. The injustice simmers inside her. She's constantly replaying the conversation, her anger escalating with every thought. She spends her days stewing in resentment, and it affects everything: her relationships, her motivation, even her sleep. But Sarah has a choice. She can choose to let this bitterness consume her, or she can choose forgiveness. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning her boss's actions, but it does mean choosing to release the anger that is poisoning her own well-being. It means focusing on what she can control: her own growth, her own work ethic, and her pursuit of other opportunities. See, when Sarah chooses forgiveness, she unlocks a whole new world of possibilities. She feels lighter, more free, and more empowered to move forward with her career. And who knows? Maybe one day, even if it's not now, she can see the situation from a different perspective, understanding that sometimes life throws curveballs and it's about how we choose to respond that truly matters. So, my dear listeners, I leave you with this. Forgiveness isn't weakness, it's strength. It's an act of courage, a declaration of self-love. And the beauty is, it sets you free. Now go out there and practice that forgiveness muscle. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode. What resonated with you? What challenges are you facing when it comes to letting go? Share your stories in the comments below or tag us on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.